This is SCORES, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
The sale of new and used vehicles is booming at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Thanks in part to the high-tech internet, our business here at Geyer's is reaching out far beyond West Central Ohio.
Todd Geyer says that customers are coming from hundreds and hundreds of miles away.
Recently, an airline pilot from Washington, D.C. flew into Dayton. We picked him up.
Wow.
And he drove back to D.C. in one of our quality pre-owned Ram trucks.
And recently he had a family come all the way up from Nashville, Tennessee to Geyer's.
Yes, we did. That was just last weekend. A guy called and he drove from Nashville up here. Him and his wife picked up a trade-in truck we had here, just what he was looking for, and he drove back the same day.
You are always greeted with a big smile at Geyer's.
My whole family's bought new and used cars at Geyer's. Right people, right place, and right price.
On the web at GAIERSinc.com. Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
At M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt at 800-474-4123.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Honey, why does the doorbell ring when I turn on the kitchen lights?
I rewired that. It should work now.
No, it doesn't.
Don't rely on short-term fixes that need long-term solutions. A U.S. Bank Home Equity line of credit may help turn the equity in your home into lasting improvements. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/dreambig, or call 800-209-BANK.
Home sweet normal home.
Some restrictions may apply. Subject to credit approval. Mortgage and home equity products offered through U.S. Bank National Association, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com. This is SCORES, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee from here at Anna High School, the scene of exciting girls basketball action here today on ScoresBroadcast.com. It's the first of two annual battles between a pair of standout girls basketball programs in the Shelby County League, the Anna Rockets, the Fort Loramie Redskins. Anna 5-0 on the year, 3-0 in the Shelby County League. Fort Loramie 4-0 on the season, 3-0 in the Shelby County League. These two schools have combined for four state championships. That's right, four in the last several seasons, two by Anna in Division III, two by Fort Loramie in Division IV. Fort Loramie's won state titles two of the last 3 years, having gone to the state semis 2 years ago. And in one season, 3 years back, Chuck, each of these two schools, Anna and Fort Loramie, won state championships in the same March. Two schools from the same county, same league, two different divisions, same year. First time it's ever happened, according to the Ohio High School Athletic Association. And these two clubs are back, both mighty strong, once again here in 2015-16.
Well, I mean, they are outstanding Shelby County League teams, but they are state, well, they're well known in the state of Ohio.
Yep.
Because they have been there. They do it year in and year out. You look and you see really talented kids leave the program. They just reload, and it's just fun to watch. And this and the next one, these are my two favorite girls basketball games of the year when these two teams play.
We have witnessed a fast, maturing Anna team the last couple of years, a club that was very young 2 years ago, not quite as young last season. This team now has a post player who has developed, Claire Spicer, still only a junior, 6 feet, 1 inch tall. She's hitting double digits per game, and she's that dimension in the post that the Anna girls have not had the last few campaigns.
Well, and you're right. Watching her play as a freshman, you saw all kinds of ability, but she really had to get there. She's worked on her footwork, her mobility, and she has become a real good post player for the Rockets.
Will be a very interesting battle down on the inside between Holly Fry and Claire Spicer. Jessica Berger, we understand, is 23 points short of 1,000 in her career at Fort Loramie. She may get that today. Anna could have something to say about that. Jessica piled up 25, I think it was, on Tuesday versus Marucci.
Right.
She was splendid the last three quarters of that game. She was phenomenal, and she'll need a very good contest here today because this Anna club has an outstanding starting five. It's now experienced. And contributions from the bench as well. It's a pretty deep team.
Well, yeah, and what I think the problem is going to be for Loramie today, or what they hope is not a problem, is that Jessica's got to handle the ball and also be their scorer, because Anna's going to pressure them. They're going to pressure the ball. They're going to be all over it. And if Loramie turns the ball over like they have done a couple of times when we've watched them when Jessica's on the bench, it could be a tough day for them.
Each team with victories in the Shelby County League so far. Both teams unbeaten 3-0. Anna's only been behind at the end of one first quarter. That was by a point to Rushi, a team which Anna wound up beating by 14. These Rockets thumped a New Bremen club, a very good New Bremen team, in the opening game of the year, 57-44. Claire Spicer had 13. Nicole Barhorst, 11. Macy Yulskamp, 10 in that game. Then Anna routed Botkin 60-25. Spicer had 13, Barhorst 13, Yulskamp 12, Holly Boyd had a dozen in that game, four young ladies, 12 points or more. In the win over Fairlawn, 62-39, Spicer with 15, Barhorst 12, Avery Benzman 11. In the 60-46 triumph over Rushi, Yulskamp pumped home 20, Barhorst had 10, Sarah Bettinger 9, Avery Benzman 9. And in the 60-38 win against Lima Bath this past Monday, Avery Benzman was 17, Spicer 13, Bettinger 12. Four or five different ladies consistently for Anna in double digits.
Well, that makes it really hard to defend. Now, I'm not going to say that Loramie's easier to defend because everybody tries to stop Berger, and it's almost impossible. Holly Fry is going to have a good game for them.
Yep.
And so Olivia Quinter, they need some points out of her, but they also need her to handle the points so Jessica can go down where she likes to handle the basketball.
Quinter could very well be the X factor. She had a fine game in the opener. We covered it. Fort Loramie beat Tippecanoe. She was right there with 12 points. Major points late in that game, decisive ones, as Fort Loramie knocked off Tippecanoe by 5 in the season opener for the Redskins the Saturday before Thanksgiving. Quinter at guard needs to be that third scorer for Fort Loramie. We do understand that Abby Holdhouse, a fine sophomore prospect, has at least two quarters available up from the JV squad. No doubt Abby will be contributing more and more to the varsity. with each passing game. Abby's an outstanding performer in her own right, 5'10", 10th grader. So look for her to step up to the varsity soon after the first of the year. So Fort Loramie will become better balanced as the season progresses, and that's what head coach Carla Siegel wants. She does not want to have to rely on Jessica Berta for 25 to get victories.
No, and you're not going to get that every night. And the other thing is, when you ask the kid to play, she always defends their best player. She has to handle the basketball on the point and bring it up against the press. Then you ask her to be your leading scorer. As good as she is, that wears you out towards the end of the game.
I asked Doug Martin, head coach of Anna, about 30 minutes ago, what's been the key to success so far this year. He said, well, number one, off-season work, conditioning, shooting, and in practice we stress defense and ball handling. Anna's only committing 10.5 turnovers a game. That is a factor today. Whoever turns it over more will probably get beat.
Well, that's a fact, and to be able to handle the basketball. Now, I haven't seen the other teams they've played, but I think Loramie's defense is going to be the toughest so far that they've faced, because Loramie just plays outstanding half-court defense.
Well, usually is, and in years when the good Loramie teams have beaten the good Anna teams, Loramie's done it with defense out high, stealing the basketball, live ball turnovers, easy trips down the floor, hoops at the other end. And I'm sure each team will try to take advantage of the other out front on the perimeter with tight defense throughout this entire game.
Yep.
So many thanks to our outstanding sponsors here tonight on ScoresBroadcast.com. I said tonight, I'm still thinking about last evening's fine game we had here on Scores Broadcast between Bodkins and Jackson Center. That was a thriller. The Tigers pulled it out in the end by 3 over the Trojans, 47-43. Tonight we're at Fort Loramie. We get to see the Redskins boys team for the first time against New Bremen. Thanks to Fort Loramie game sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com, including Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Need the right solution for true comfort at your home or business? Well, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie will give your system the tune-up it needs. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's, fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Tom and Jerry's, family-owned, building a quality name on developing relationships one customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie, on the web at TomJerry's.com. Thanks as well to M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie and Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. You've already heard from each of those two Fort Loramie game sponsors. And so many thanks to an Anna sponsor, which is on the web with us every contest on scoresbroadcast.com, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. On-time high-tech computer solutions from Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, at Adams Tech Solutions. He reaches out to assist you with high-tech computer solutions such as PC and network repair, custom builds, upgrades, tutoring, data recovery, data transfer, and more. And Adams Tech Solutions repairs mobile devices, including phones, handhelds, iPods, iPads. Adam Rice, high-quality computer service on time. He is prompt. 937-538-6948, 538-6948. For Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, at Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. An excellent junior varsity game won by Anna here today. Final tally 45-43. Rockets build a 10-point lead middle of the game, 29-19. Survived a late push from Fort Loramie to win it by 2, 45-43. The future looks bright for both programs. It was a high-quality JV game, Chuck.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Anna had two young ladies that just shoot lights out. I'm excited to watch them play in the future.
Bria Cook, last name spelled K-U-C-K, pronounced Cook, led Anna with 14. Abby Gaydosh had 12 for Anna. Grace Ruinkamp had 11 for Fort Loramie in that 45-43 JV tilt won by the Anna Rockets.
High School in the Shelby County.
Glad you could join us here today on ScoresBroadcast.com. We've got an exciting contest coming up. It usually is a thriller when these two teams hook up. In fact, Anna inflicted the only league loss on Fort Laramie 1 year ago right here in the Anna Gym.
Yeah, it was a nasty game, too. I mean, a nasty in the way that it was physical.
Mm-hmm. Starting lineups, opening tip are next on ScoresBroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
The starting five being introduced for the Fort Laramie Redskins, Holly Fry, 5'9", a senior. Jessica Berger, 5'10" tall, a senior. Katie Hoing, 5'11", a senior in the middle. Maddie Brandewee has shrugged off the flu. She starts tonight, having not dressed in Tuesday's game. Maddie, a 5'7" senior. And Olivia Quinter, out at the point, 5'5" tall. She's a senior. The veteran head coach and an excellent one, Carla Siegel, the mentor of Fort Laramie basketball. For the Anna Rockets, opening five, Claire Spicer in the middle, 6'1", and a junior. Also in the starting five, Nicole Barhorst, 5'11", a senior. Sarah Bettinger, 5'8", a senior. Avery Benjamin, 5'6" tall, and a senior. And Macy Yuleskamp, 5'11", a sophomore, rounds out the starting five for the Anna Rockets. So it's Bettinger, Benjamin, Yuleskamp, Spicer, and Barhorst for the green and white. Fort Laramie in the road, black, red numbers outlined in white. The opening five once again for the Redskins. Fry, Hoing, Berger, Brandewee, and Quinter, five seniors, get the starting nod for Fort Laramie. Anna on its roster has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 seniors. Macy Yuleskamp is a sophomore. Abby Gaydosh, a sophomore. Brooke Gaydosh and Claire Spicer, juniors. Anna plays in Division III, Fort Laramie in D4. As I mentioned 3 years ago, both schools won state championships in their respective divisions. Same day, same county, same league. It happened, according to the Ohio High School Athletic Association, for the first time ever. Anna's got the opening tip. Spicer knocked it to a teammate. She gets it back on the left side of the floor. Throws on top to Barhorst. Barhorst deals to Benzman. Slapped away by Berger. Benzman retreats, gets it back, drives into the lane. Throws to Bettinger inside the arc. High left. 17-footer, short, no good. Nicole Barhorst. 1-2 rebound shots from point-blank range. Each one trickled off the rim. Tough break. Ball taken down by Fort Laramie. Here's Holly Fry up the floor to Quinter, 25 feet away. On top to Brandewee, left side to Berger. Starts a drive on Bettinger. Ball given up right wing to Quinter. Quinter retreats, picked up by Avery Benzman. Quinter on the bounce. We played nearly a minute, no score. Fort Laramie yet to shoot. Quinter's pass, right side, goes to Brandewee. Whips it into the middle to Hoing. Hoing squeezes between Bettinger and Spicer. And attracts a two-shot foul.
You like to see Katie be aggressive like that, because usually she catches the ball down there and she looks to throw it right back out. That time she took it right to the basket.
Yeah, that's a good point, Chuck. And by turning and forcing up a shot, she earned two free throws, missed the first off the flange. Second shot, yes. Fort Laramie on top of Anna, 1-0. Eight players in backcourt. Pressure applied to Fort Laramie. Inbounded up the left side to Benzman. She streaks to the top of the key. Foul line. Baseline left, Spicer. Open. Nine-footer. Good. It rattled and stayed home.
They are going to be hard to press with Avery Benzman handling the basket.
You're right about that. Here's Berger coming back into jiffy for Fort Laramie. Into the lane. Shovels it toward the rim. High off the glass. No good. Rebounded by Spicer. Spicer in backcourt to Benzman. Benzman on the giddy-up. Down the floor hard against Brandewee. Pulls up. Goes to Barnhorst outside the arc near side. She flings a long three-pointer. It rims and comes off. The board to Fry of Fort Laramie. 2-1 Anna. 6:22 to go in the first. Straightaway Quinter on the bounce with the left. Now to Fry at long range. They look inside for Berger. Here's Katie Hoeing coming out to catch. Berger top of the circle. Bettinger with the job of guarding her early on. Sarah Bettinger, 5'8" tall. Berger at 5'10". Here's the ball swiped, intercepted by Barnhorst of Anna. She's on the loose, down the floor, driving layup, got it. Anna 4, Fort Laramie 1. 5:50 left to go opening quarter. Quinter over the timeline, picked up by Benzman. Left side pass to Berger. Jumps and shoots inside the arc against Bettinger. No good, hit the rim, backboard, ricocheted away, rebound Anna. Foul though, Rockets on a push-off.
Yeah, Hoeing had position that time, and Kuhlskamp tried to go over top of her.
Foul on Macy, excuse me, the team's second. Ball inbounded from below the basket by Fort Laramie. It rolls out to midcourt. Quinter traces it down. Quinter dribbling, goes right side to Berger. Anna doesn't pick her up. She's open, long three-pointer. No, it rattled out. Rebound Holly Fry. She sticks it up and in. First goal for Fort Laramie. Fry with an offensive putback. It's 4-3, Anna. Bettinger outside the arc on the left, picked up by Brandewee. Now to Hulskamp, top of the circle. Hulskamp on the dribble. Now Spicer. Hoeing guards her. Hoeing flicks the ball away. Spicer recovers. Cross court left to Barhorst. Dribbles between the circles. 3 minutes gone, first quarter. 4-3, Anna. Right side pass, Bettinger. Looks inside for Avery. Trying to post up against Quinter. Off to Barnhorst. Barnhorst steps between two defenders. Staggers down. Foul called, Fort Laramie. Anna ball inbound below the rim to the right.
That's a tough call on Fry. She stood there and she tried to force her way through and fell. I'm not sure there was a foul there.
Bettinger inbounds to Hulskamp. Foul line extended right. She starts a drive toward the rim. Oh, a nifty play. In off the window. Fine shot by Hulskamp in traffic. 6-3 Anna. Here come the Redskins quickly down the floor. Rayanne Fry, 5'5 junior, in off the bench. Open player for the Fort Laramie Redskins is Holly Fry. 10-footer right below the foul line. She had space, and she pumped it up and in. She's got two field goals already. 6-5, Anna by a point, 4:20 left to go first quarter. Spicer left side to Avery Benzman. Straddles the arc, goes to Spicer, top of the key, near side Barnhorst. Barnhorst fakes left, goes right. She's doubled, nearly stolen. Gets rid of it to Avery, baseline drive.
Pass.
A dish across the bottom of the key to Spicer, who missed the six-footer short. Rebounded by Fort Laramie. Long lead out down the floor. Here's a jump shot from 17, missed by Rayanne Fry. It kicked off the back rim, went down to Spicer, who laterals to Avery Benzman, who loses it, gets it back. Near side to Barnhorst. 3:45 to go first quarter, 6-5 Anna. Benzman at the Rockets logo, straight on. Near side to Barnhorst, who bobbles, it goes out of bounds into the Redskins bench.
Yep, she saw the pass come and took her eye off it to see where she was and went right past her.
So many thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors here on ScorersBroadcast.com, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, American Architectural Glass in Clayton, Sydney Body Car Star on Stolly in Sydney, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around. Open player, foul line, Brandewey, good pass from Berger. Brandewey sinks the 15-footer. And Fort Loramie grabs a 7-6 lead. Quickly, Anna down the floor. Good cross-court angle pass to Bettinger. She caught it, laid it in. Who dished it off, Chuck?
I didn't see that, but I saw somebody get lost defensively.
I think it
might have been Benzman. I think it was Benzman.
I think it was Avery. Oh, a real good look. And Anna's back up 8-7. Here's Berger driving right side of the floor, inside the arc, running one-hander. Backboard, rim no good, rolled off. Fort Loramie got it back. 2:40 to go first quarter. Berger still dribbling. Jessica yet to find the range. She's had at least four jumpers, hasn't made one. Skip pass, cross court to Berger. She drives all the way to the cup, left hand, overshot it. Weak side rebound, Hillscamp, outlet to Barhorst. Dribbles right into a defender, Rayanne Fry, who steals. Sloppy play there by Anna. 2:17 to go first quarter. Rockets up a point, 8-7. Berger between the circles for Fort Loramie. Right side pass, Rayanne Fry. Ball high overhead. Bettinger on Berger. Sarah's done a nice job on Jessica so far. Ball whipped into the lane. Brandewey, good shot fake. Drives right down the paint. Missed it short, no good. Rebound in front, Rayanne Fry. Got it from 8 feet. Rayanne Fry, good looking putback. Short shot in the lane. She was alert. 9-8 Fort Loramie. Bettinger cross court to Spicer foul line. 16-footer is launched. It's in. Nice play. Claire Spicer, good looking shot from the outside.
Yeah, she's got some good range for being 6'1".
10-9 in favor of Anna. A minute 20 left to go first quarter. Rayanne Fry to Berger on the arc. High screen set by Holly Fry. Berger foul line extended right. Back to Rayanne Fry. Now Berger with a heel on the Rockets logo at midcourt. Right side pass picked off. Intercepted by Benzman. Against Berger, one-on-one. Avery to the rim. Challenges Jessica, who swats down and fouls. Two free throws coming. Avery Benzman has been a little spark plug so far for the Anna Rockets. With passes, steals, good ball handling. Now two free throws for Avery. She puts it up and in.
Even if she's not guarding you, you better know where she is.
11-9, Anna up two. Holly Fry, Jessica Berger will get an extended breather. They're on the bench now, a minute 10 to go first quarter. And then they'll get supported by the first quarter respite two, which is upcoming. Both free throws good by Benzman. Quickly down the floor, Quinter for Fort Loramie. She barges her way into the lane and draws a foul. Two shots. She tried to flip it toward the rim. Couldn't get it there because she was grappled right around the back of the hand. A couple free throws here for Quinter with a minute 5 to go in the first quarter. She rims the first one out to the left. 12-9, Anna. Substitution for the Anna Rockets, Kristen Grimes, 5'7", senior, in for Macy Hillscamp. Second free throw is good by Quinter. 12-10. Anna's lead is 2. 12-10, Rockets up a bucket. Spicer at the foul line, back to the basket, on a weave to Avery Benzman. Driving down the right side of the lane, all the way to the backboard, hit it on the run. A foul called, count it, and add one here for Avery. She toes the stripe. Good-looking play with the Rockets.
She turned the corner that time, kept her eye on the rim, even though she knew she was going to get hammered. That's an outstanding play.
Sure was. She was challenged. And for Avery at 5'6", it was a lengthy layup, Chuck. It was outside the paint on the right. And Avery flipped it in, absorbed the contact, and makes another free throw. And the Anna Rockets enjoy the biggest lead of this game, 15-10, 58 seconds to go in the first quarter. Anna pressuring Fort Loramie in backcourt. Berger on the dribble. Strip taken away. Avery Benzman 3-on-2. Baseline right to Bettinger. Jump shot from 15 around and out. Quinter races it down for Fort Loramie. Fires a pass ahead to Berger. Berger running one-hander as she's slipped in from the right corner. Good off the window. Jessica Berger's first hoop. 15-12. Anna up 3. 30 seconds to go in the quarter. Spicer at the foul line. Oh, good look. Bettinger cuts to the rim. fine pass. Bettinger receives it and scores. Spicer to Bettinger, who lost the young lady guarding her. Two excellent half-court sets in a row by Anna, which leads 17-12. A dozen seconds to go in the first quarter. Berger out high, back to the basket, foul line, picks up her dribble. Goes to Quinter inside the arc, a floater from 16, rolling out, no good. Rebound Holly Fry, she's hammered on the shoulder with 3.2 to go. A couple free throws for her.
Holly a lot more active than in the other last two games that we've watched her play.
Isn't she, though? Very good start to this game for Holly Fry of Fort Loramie. 17-12, Anna. Holly Fry dips her knees. Couple of shots at the stripe. The first one is cradled right in there. 17-13. Anna by four. Second shot, Holly. Ball in the palm of her hands. One dribble. Swish, she's got it. 17-14, Anna by three. 3.2 to go. Fired Avery Benzman at midcourt. Here's a running shot by Benzman. A 43-footer hit the backboard of the rim and came off. She was a couple steps across the midcourt line. Gave it her all. It nearly went in. Anna 17, Fort Loramie 14, after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Clayton completed major glass installation for the beautiful new University of Kentucky soccer complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG.
The service that we got, the facilities that we've been able to generate from their work has been fantastic.
American Architectural Glass, AAGInc.OH.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Anna 17, Fort Loramie 14, Rockets' biggest lead five twice in that first quarter. Fort Loramie with possession as we start play in the second. Quinter, right side pass to Berger on the arc. They're joined by Brandewee, Katie Hoing, Holly Fry. That's the quintet for Fort Loramie. Berger lobbing into Katie Hoing. She leans in, squeezes off a short jumper, high off the backboard, rim no good, tie up on the rebound, and a ball. Inspired play so far in this game on the interior for Fort Loramie's Holly Fry and Katie Hoing.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I'll tell you what, Maddie Brandewee, too.
Yes. She's got, what, two big baskets already for the
Redskins?
Yeah,
she has. And she had that, she missed the layup, but boy, she had a really good ball fake and got to the rim with it.
Here is Anna attacking outside the arc. On the right is Bettinger. Gives it up straight away to Grimes, who's in off the bench. Good look down inside to Bettinger, cutting across the lane, right back to Grimes. Shovels it toward the rim. She beat the Fort Loramie player to the cup and drew the two-shot foul. Anna's half-court sets have been done with precision in this game.
Well, Bettinger got herself down on the baseline and did a great job of finding Grimes, who did a great job of going to the basket to help her out.
Free throw, Kristen Grimes lips the rim. It went down below the iron and somehow popped out.
And that's two fouls on Berger.
Jessica Berger with two, and that hurts the Redskins' cause. Oh, my goodness. Grimes with two very unlucky free throws, each one rimmed. Fort Loramie got the rebound and threw a 50-foot ball down the floor to Rayanne Fry, who streaks into the rim and lays it through. 17-16. Anna missed a couple free throws. Fort Loramie got a long pass and a run out the other way. Four-point swing right there. Fort Loramie within one. Top of the circle, Nicole Barhorst for Anna. She sets and shoots a long three and buries it. Nicole Barhorst knocks it down for the Rockets, who lead it 20-16. Here is Fort Loramie back down the floor. Wow, what a play by Quinter. Acrobatic shot on the run. Driving down the right side of the lane. Carom, that one in off the window. Beautiful play by Quinter. Outstanding girls basketball here today at Anna. 20-18. Redskins down two. Here's Grimes throwing to Bettinger. Bettinger turns, fadeaway 14-footer, baseline right, rolled out, no good. Rebound by Anna. It goes to Avery Benzman in traffic, knocked away from her. Spicer gets it back.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Great look. Bettinger hits a cutter. Barhorst down the lane for two.
Bettinger to Barhorst for the last 4 points.
Woo. Anna Rockets are slicing to the basket and making crisp passes so far in this contest. Both teams excelling at the offensive end. 5:50 left to go here in the second quarter. Fort Loramie with the ball to her left. And the Redskins take a timeout, down by 4. 2 minutes, 5 seconds gone in the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Thanks so much to our anchor underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. American Architectural Glass in Clayton, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star on Stolle in Sydney, new location in Troy, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around, and Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie. Well, after the timeout, Fort Loramie got the ball low post right to Katie Hoing. She overshot a 7-footer, and Fort Loramie went over the back on the rebound. It's against Quinter.
Yeah, that's her first.
Anna into the forecourt. Jessica Berger on the bench. Two fouls. Abby Holdhouse, the very good sophomore for Fort Loramie, up from the JVs on the floor at the moment, and it looks like Fort Loramie has gone from the man-to-man to the zone. Is that right, Chuck?
Yeah, they're playing a 1-2-2.
Anna with good-looking offensive movement through the first 11 minutes. Got some slicing baskets, cutting right through Fort Loramie's man D, and the Redskins are now going to the zone look. Here's Anna passing the ball around. Spicer deep in the right corner, hemmed in by two players. Excellent defense, a little too aggressive. Maybe a foul against Fort Loramie. That's what it is. Redskin bench lobbied for a jump, but not so. Personal foul, Holdhouse. 5:08 to go, second quarter, 22-18, Anna. Ball lobbed into Barhorst, head of the key, drive into the lane, feeds Bettinger. On top, Avery Benzman. Here's a line drive, three off to the right. Rebounded by Holdhouse of Fort Loramie to Quinter, up to Holly Fry. Taylor Gasson has checked in now for the Redskins, a 5'7 senior. Here's Holdhouse into the post to Katie Hoing. Spicer with a nudge from the back. Two on Claire Spicer of Anna. Spicer, 6'1 junior, has a couple. Berger for Fort Loramie with two fouls. Ball inbounded, left corner, it's Gasson. Good look, nobody picks her up. She missed it wide right, rebounded by Anna. Ball thrown to Avery Benzman. She zips up the floor. Angles off to the left corner. Feeds it to a teammate, Holly Boyd, who's in off the bench. And she starts to cruise across the top of the circle and is tripped on the play. Down she went. Splash. It's a 1-1 situation for Anna's Holly Boyd, a 5'7 senior. Spicer out. Macy Hulskamp in for Anna, which has Bettinger, Hulskamp, Boyd, Barhorst, and Avery Benzman on the floor at the minute. Coming out for Fort Loramie is Quinter. Free throw by Boyd, up and good. 23-18, Anna. She earns the bonus. Brandewee, Holdhouse, Hoing, Fry, and Gasson for Fort Loramie. Second shot missed by Anna. Rebound right corner, Bettinger, but she took steps in getting to the ball. She grabbed it and kept on moving. Didn't get it on the floor soon enough, and Fort Loramie brings it down. 5-point lead, Anna. This matches Anna's biggest cushion. 5 points earlier twice at 15-10, 17-12. Right side pass, Holdhouse. Just below the foul line, it's Hoing. Hoing turns, shoots from 14, bouncing off, no good. Rebound jammed out of bounds by Anna. Fort Laramie will trigger baseline left. Playmaker, Maddie Brandewey. Fires inbounds toward Gasson, batted out by Anna.
Well, with Quinter and Berger both on the bench now with two fouls, Gasson's going to have to handle the basketball, and he's going to have help from Maddie Brandewey. This is where they're going to get better, even if they don't get better in this game.
Inbounding Brandewey, 25 feet away to Holdhaus. Now to Gasson, near side pass Brandewey. To Gasson, head of the key, nobody picks her up. She almost shot it. Right side Holdhaus, rotated near side to Brandewey. They want to go to Hoang. Now goes cross-court to Holdhaus. Baseline drive. Tries to force one up from 10. Blocked. Out of bounds. Nicole Barhorst skied and got a piece of it. 4:05 to go, second quarter. Annaba 3. Ball inbounded right below the rim to Katie Hoang. A lot of traffic congestion in there. She pushed it up toward the basket. And Anna player got a piece of the shot. Rebounding foul against Fort Loramie. We go the other way. 1-1. For Uhlskamp of the Anna Rockets.
That's Mindy Schmidtmeyer.
I'm sorry, Mindy Schmidtmeyer in off the bench, a 5'11 senior. Mindy strokes in the free throw. 24-18, Annaba 6. Second shot, Mindy Schmidtmeyer dips the knees. It's in the air, too hard. Rebound, Holly Fry. Back court to Gasson. Up over the timeline for Fort Loramie. To Holly Fry. To Brandewey, straight away it goes on the play to Holdhaus. Redskins having difficulty getting outside looks now with both Quinter and Berger on the bench. Here's a cross-court pass by Fort Loramie, ill-advised, and it's too far for Holly Fry, goes out of bounds. 3:43 to go in the second quarter. 24-18, Anna.
Now they have to go back with Berger because they're starting to lose touch a little bit.
Jessica Berger in right now for the Redskins. She mans the point in the zone D look for the red and black. Anna, all white, green numbers. Green trim down the sides of the shorts and jerseys. Avery Benjamin dribbles, top of the key. 3:20 left to go, first half. Rockets up 6. Left corner, Bettinger. Bounce pass to Boyd, 25 feet out. Now to Avery. Starts a drive on the dribble. Avery fakes left, goes right. Gives it up in the right corner to Schmidtmeyer. Back out to Avery Benzman. Benzman against the zone. Left side pass to Boyd. Rockets up 6. 3 minutes to go, first half. Deep left corner, Bettinger. Rockets not forcing a shot against the zone here. Skip pass, cross court, Schmidtmeyer. Puts it on the deck, picks up her dribble. Goes into the post to Barhorst. Around Hoang. Oh, what a reverse shot. Oh, what a play. Fine move by Nicole Barhorst of Anna.
Wow.
Excellent footwork by Nicole in traffic along the baseline. She tight-roped the boundary and flipped it in off the glass. The ball was shot back over her head. Her back was facing the basket. She scored it from 4 or 5 feet away.
Well, we saw her have some outstanding offensive games last year as a junior.
And Anna has now amassed a lead of 8, 26-18. 2:31 to go here in the first half. Berger inbounding far side for Fort Loramie. Throws it in play to Gasson. Straight on. Gasson on the bounce. Redskins need points this trip. Here's Rayanne Fry. She dropped it, picked it up, shot a long one, a three-pointer. It danced off the rim of the backboard and came down into the lap of Schmidtmeyer, who fed it off to Avery Benzman of Anna. 2:10 to go, first half. Rockets by 8. Outside the arc on the left, it's Boyd. Near side, Avery Benzman. Right corner, Nicole Barhorst. Back out to Benzman. Benzman dribbles against the zone. Goes to Boyd. Deep left corner, Barhorst. They try to find Bettinger in the middle. She's not available. It comes on the perimeter to Avery Benzman. She drives down the lane into the paint. Leaves it for Schmidtmeyer. Left baseline. She doesn't shoot. Minute 40 to go, first half. Barhorst takes a look from three-point land. Right wing. It is hard. No good. Rebounding foul coming up against Anna, I think. And the Rockets look at each other and say,
oh, my goodness.
Maybe it's against Fort Loramie. The officials are confused at the moment.
What an absolutely terrible call.
Well, let's see if it gets sorted out. Is it on Anna or Fort Loramie?
They called it on Gasson, who was the one that got crushed by the two Anna players rebounding it.
Gasson or Rayanne Fry is charged with it.
1-1 for Holly Boyd, and she connects. I was mystified, thought for an instant it was called on Anna.
That should have been.
Second free throw, lipped the rim and came off. Fry with the rebound, knocked out by Anna. Anna's lead has now been stretched to 9, 27-18. Fort Loramie with 4 points in the second quarter, with Berger and Quinter on the bench for the most part of it. Outside the arc on the left is Brandewee. Jessica Berger is back on the bench again now.
Yeah, I'm not sure I would have taken her out on an offensive possession. I would have subbed her when they were on defense.
Foul line, Fry on the arc to the three-point jump shooter. It's Gasson. No good off the back brace. Long rebound, fumbled away by Anna, picked up by Brandewee. Down inside to Holly Fry. Somebody's on her shoulder. Anna fans thought it was a clean block, but Holly will shoot too.
I have never seen any of these three officials before.
27-18, 7 straight points by Anna. Holly Fry wants to halt that string right now. She's at the free throw line, 2 coming. 72 seconds to go, second quarter. Free throw Fry, off to the left, no good. She made her first 2 earlier. Misfires here.
Usually a good free throw shooter.
Anna's advantage still 9. Second shot, Fry. On the way, yes. 27-19, Anna by 8. We near the 1 minute mark, late second quarter. Midcourt, Avery Benzman. I don't think she's sat a second yet, has she, Chuck?
No, and she didn't last year either. She played all the time.
Here's Bettinger, 30 feet away. On top to Schmidtmeyer. Nicole Barhorst has it. Left flank, Fry on her. Straightaway, Boyd almost walked. Bounce pass left corner, Nicole Barhorst. Awkward shot from 12. Boy, she's got good extension on that jumper of hers. And she went way up in an area where there were 3 or 4 players. There was contact. And she is given 2 free throws.
And that's on Holly Fry, and that's her second.
Holly Fry got a piece of the wrist of Nicole Barhorst, who sinks the shot. And it's 28-19 in favor of Anna. Holly Fry sits down. Katie Hoying back on the court for the red and black. Barhorst again. In and out, no good. Rebound Brandewee of Fort Loramie, which needs a goal on this possession. Behind by 9. 40 seconds to go, first half. Gasson. Right side, Rayanne Fry. Back to Gasson. Near wing, Brandewee. Foul line, Katie Hoying. Jump shot from there. A little strong. Loose ball, rebound, baseline. Anna falls on it and gets a timeout. With 29.1 to go here in the first half, Anna leading in this game by 9 points at 28-19. Gives us a chance to tell you all about M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie, a tire sale you will never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. At M&A Muffler and Tires, take advantage of high-tech computer diagnostics to prevent problems. Free pickup and delivery, too. Phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. So many thanks today to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. You've got to check out the fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's on West Main and Fort Loramie. Customer pricing and financing as well. Follow the footsteps of so many satisfied Geyer's patrons who have traveled from Dayton, Lima, Fort Wayne, Indianapolis, and all over the Midwest to Geyer's. See the cars online, too, at Geyer's. Geyersinc.com, GAIERSinc.com. That's Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. 9 seconds to go, first half. Anna with the ball, forecourt right, up 9. Avery Benzman, top of the key, dribbles between a couple players, lost the basketball, tried to get it back, and rolled away from her again, and went out of bounds. That might have been Anna's poorest possession in the first half, Chuck. Otherwise, Anna played expertly at the offensive end of the court.
They were terrific. I mean, they got the 9-point lead and well-deserved 9-point lead.
28-19, Anna over Fort Loramie, which was stifled in that second quarter with Berger and Quinter out. The Redskins could produce only 5 in that entire 8-minute second quarter. 28-19, Anna Rockets up at the half on scores.broadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Anna, Lady Rockets lead Fort Loramie 28-19 here at the half. Some of you may have heard of Brookins. For those of you who have not, Brookins has been a fixture in downtown Fort Loramie since the late 1800s when mules still pulled canal boats down the Miami Erie Canal. And Brookins has many old local pictures of sports teams hanging on the walls right beside the picks of current Redskin teams. Nowadays, Brookins is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is fresh. You can sit back, relax, enjoy an appetizer while you wait. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins, the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. The spacious second floor is available, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place quite like Brookins in Fort Loramie. At 10 Elm Street, on the web at brookins-usa.com. And it is Saturday, so that pork chop special is in order tonight. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. 9-point lead, Anna, over Fort Loramie at the break, Chuck.
Anna, very balanced scoring. They got 10 out of Nicole Barhorst, who was terrific in the first half. And then they got 5 from Avery Bensman. They got 4 from Sarah Bettinger. They got 4 from Claire Spicer. 2 each from Huelskamp and Boyd, and a free throw from Schmidtmeyer off the bench. They scored 17 and 11, 28 in the first half. Loramie was led by Holly Fry with 7, then Ray Ann Fry with 4, 3 from Quinter, 2 each from Brandwee and Berger, and a free throw from Hoying. They scored 14 and only 5 in the second quarter. Loramie has a 14-12 rebounding advantage, 6-4 on the offensive boards. Both teams playing great defense, but each team handling the basketball well. 3 turnovers for the Rockets, 4 for the Redskins.
Amazing numbers. 7 turnovers combined for these two clubs. And you're right, each team valuing the ball. Avery Bensman, a stellar job for Anna. Is the glass half full or half empty for Fort Loramie? Down 9, Jessica Berger played, what, about 10 minutes, only 2 points. Loramie still within 9 against a very good Anna team. Jessica needs to play all 16 minutes and get 15-16 points here in the second half.
Yeah, she needs to be up in the 15-18 point range to score. they got some really good looks for Katie Hoeing. She is, you know, shots that at times she's going to knock down. They may need to make a switch there where they put Holthouse at the high, on that high-low, because they're allowing them to catch it there and shoot it. And if they put Holthouse up there, I think she can make those shots.
Rayanne Fry, good account of herself in the first half. Same can be said for Maddie Brandwee.
Yeah, Maddie Brandwee, I was impressed. I mean, she missed the layup, but boy, that was one of the best offensive moves I've seen that young lady make. And Rayanne Fry just gets better and better as I watch her play.
Claire Spicer, a junior for Anna, performed extremely well first quarter. She went to the bench with two fouls also.
Yeah, she did. I mean, Barhorst was a monster out there. Bensman just handles the basketball and runs the floor like the senior veteran that she is. And Bettinger, let's give her some credit. She did a nice job on Berger in the first half.
Anna, a pretty deep club. Eight young ladies on the hardwood in the first two quarters. All of them threats to score the basketball. 28-19, Anna leads Fort Loramie by 9 at the half. Our report here at the break brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine on scoresbroadcast.com.
Stacy Brandwee of Fort Loramie with another Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine success story.
My daughter Reggie injured her knee during her first scrimmage in November of 2012. We contacted Wilson Sports Medicine and arranged for an MRI, and unfortunately that MRI did show she had torn her ACL. At that time, we thought her career in high school basketball was over.
But it was not. A 2013 senior for the Fort Loramie Redskins, Reggie received outstanding care and treatment from Diane Alexander, Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine athletic trainer.
Diane was caring, she was highly skilled, and motivated Reg to the point that my daughter had the confidence to return to the court and play before any surgery.
And wow, did she ever perform, helping the Fort Loramie girls to the Division IV state title.
You know, it was just 3 days after Reggie and her teammates had won the state championship that Dr. Heckler at Wilson Sports Medicine performed the surgery to repair Reggie's ACL. Thanks to Dr. Heckler and his physician assistant, Nicole Burbacher, the surgery was a great success.
Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center underwrites our halftime student spotlight segment on scoresbroadcast.com. And during girls' basketball games, we spotlight a player from each team, a young lady who excels on the court and in the classroom as well. And here today, it's Holly Fry, a senior for Fort Loramie, a 3.6 GPA student. She is under the LaCal Equipment Spotlight, daughter of Ron and Pam Fry. Participates in softball, plays third base. She's the young lady, Holly Fry, who hit the towering home run a couple years ago down at Covington, I think, Chuck. We covered that game.
Yep.
That homer by Holly still in orbit right now, I think. Holly takes part in youth ministry, has been an FFA, Spanish club, book club. Also active in history club. She'll go to Edison Community College, play basketball, and study physical therapy assisting. Holly Fry, highlighted by LaCal Equipment here today. Sarah Bettinger, a senior for Anna, daughter of Angie and Keith, a 3.8 GPA, French Club, Eco Warriors, National Honor Society historian, student council, FTA, book club. She'll play volleyball at Sinclair, will Sarah, and she will study and get an associate degree in nursing. Sarah Bettinger, senior, Anna, Holly Fry, senior, Fort Loramie, highlighted here today by LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Jessica Berger back on the floor for Fort Loramie as we start play here in the third quarter. Redskins have the ball first.
And out of the chute, the ball is fired into the lane to Katie Hoing. She squares up right in front. An eight-footer bounced off the rim. No good, but she was hacked. And she calmly drops in the first free throw. 28-20. Anna leads by 8, 12 seconds into the third quarter. That last foul was on Claire Spicer, that, number 3.
She's going to have to sit for a little bit now.
Hoing makes them both, 28-21. Anna up 7. Anna led 20-18 late in that second quarter. Then the Rockets scored 8 of the next 9 points to end the half. Fort Loramie with a couple free ones here to start the third. Anna's lead down to 7. Barhorst head of the key. Near side pass intended for Avery Benjamin. Broken up. Good hustle by Quinter. It goes out of bounds. 28-21. Anna ahead by 7. That might be the football score if the two schools played on the gridiron. 28-21.
Yeah.
Avery Benjamin, midcourt for Anna. Right side pass to Sarah Bettinger. Bettinger looks for Macy Hulskamp, who grabs it between the rings. Bounce pass to Avery Benjamin, cutting in from the left wing. Stops, shoots a jumper, 9-footer, rolls off, no good. Defender got there late, blocking foul called. Two coming for Avery Benjamin, and the Fort Loramie fans and bench are questioning why it's a two-shot foul. Maybe why it's a foul at all. Free throw by Benjamin, short, no good. Second one coming, 7:15 to go, third quarter. Anna leads by 7. Free throw Avery is rolling around and coming off, no good. Rebound left corner.
Wow,
Redskins had it. Guess who stole it? Avery Benjamin on the arc to Nicole Barhorst, the long ranger. Yes, she's got it. Nicole Barhorst with a bomb, a 23-footer. Good hustle play by Avery Benjamin, who made it all happen. Here's Berger setting up shop. Top of the key for Fort Loramie. Fades back on the three-pointer. She left the line, drive shot short. Rebounded by Anna. Rockets up 10, 31-21. Benjamin head of the key, right side Bettinger. Right corner pass goes to Schmidtmeier, who's checked in. Now to Avery Benjamin. High right to Barhorst. Good ball movement all day long by Anna. Now Hulskamp, 25 feet away on the right. Loops it cross court for Bettinger. Now to Benjamin, who retreats near midcourt. 6:20 left to go, third quarter. Anna by 10. Benjamin on the bounce, guarded by Quinter. Near side pass Bettinger, hits the cutter. Barhorst dribbles to the baseline. Bobbled it, got it back. Out of trouble to Bettinger. Now to Avery Benjamin. Overplay by Fort Loramie, which nearly had the intercept. But there's shoulder-to-shoulder contact and a foul.
Again, probably a call that should have been let go. No harm, no foul.
Common, personal, ball out of bounds to Anna right in front of the Rockets bench. Bettinger plays it in, nearly picked off on the play by Quinter, who got a fist on that basketball and stabbed it right into the scorer's table. Inbounding once again, Anna Rockets, backcourt to Avery Benjamin. Berger pursues her. Avery zips up the floor in a hurry. Two people trailing her. Blocking foul in the right corner. A lot of contact. It goes against Fort Loramie once more. And the fouls add up early on, third quarter, against the Redskins. Substitution, Holly Fry coming off for Fort Loramie. Taylor Gasson coming in. Quinter is out. Baseline right of the basket. Bettinger to trigger for Anna. Into Avery Benjamin. She twists her way toward the basket. Pounded out of bounds by Fort Loramie. 5:59 remaining here in the third. Bettinger inbounding. To Nicole Barhorst in the right corner. Starts a drive. Lowers the shoulder. Good defense by Berger of Fort Loramie. She draws the charge.
I think the reason she got the call is because Barhorst dropped her shoulder.
31-21. Anna Batten. Good defensive possession there by Fort Loramie. Here come the Redskins to midcourt. Jessica Berger still thwarted in this game offensively. Only one basket. High left, it's Gasson. Cross court to Berger. Open look from 10. Good pass. Good shot. 2 points.
I think they heard you.
Yep. Berger connects. 31-23. Anna by 8. Right corner goes to Hulskamp. Ball high overhead. tries to bounce it to Benjamin. Deflected, picked off by Fort Loramie. Here come the Redskins. Rayanne Fry down the court. Pulls up, goes to Berger straight on. 5:23 left in the third quarter. Anna by 8. Rayanne Fry near side, ball high overhead. Reversed into the left corner to Berger. Starts a drive, pulls up, 10-footer, shuffled the feet. Good call by the referee. Just over 5 to play in the third. Anna in command by 8. It's been as many as 10. The lead changed hands through the first 13 or 14 points of the game. Here's Anna at midcourt on the dribble. It is knocked away from Avery Benzman, rolls into backcourt. Scramble for the ball, a scrum underway. A white shirt, a black shirt, a couple of each, in fact, tie up. Anna gets the arrow. Rockets retain it. Here's Avery in backcourt. Both teams have taken care of the ball extremely well in this game. Fewer than 10 turnovers combined between the two clubs. Avery Benzman, midcourt. High post right, Huelskamp back to the basket. Had a bar horse back to Avery. Down to 4:42 to go in the third quarter. Avery telegraphs a pass near side for Bettinger, almost picked off by Rayanne Fry.
Yeah, you got to keep your dribble there until you make the pass.
Bettinger inbounding right in front of the Anna bench, looks, tries to find somebody, can't, and head coach Doug Martin gets a timeout with 4:39 left to go here in the third quarter, and Anna up by 8. Need the right solution for true comfort at your home or business? Well, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie will give your system the tune-up it needs. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's, fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Tom and Jerry's, family-owned, building a quality name on developing relationships a customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie, on the web at TomJerry's.com. Anna inbounding into backcourt. It is picked off on the play by Berger. Jessica with a great play. Goes the other direction and scoops it up and in. Berger after the timeout.
Great steal and a great spin move on Benzman that time to get to the rim.
31-25. Two field goals by Berger here. And Fort Loramie's within 6. Anna's pass in the right corner. He is struck by Fort Loramie. Goes out of bounds. Rockets will throw in. Anna with no points, last three trips down the court. Berger has tallied a couple hoops for the Redskins, who are within a half a dozen now. Left side pass goes to Bettinger. Bettinger falls to the floor, gets up, throws to Avery Benzman, who hooks a pass for Schmidtmeier, deflected out of bounds by Fort Loramie.
There is absolutely no way that wasn't a travel. You're not allowed to fall down with the basketball.
I thought Fort Loramie touched it last. I'm corrected. The official was right on it. He says Anna nicked it, and the Redskins bring it down. A chance for 6 straight points by Fort Loramie. Anna with a 6-point lead. Deep left corner. It is Abby Holdhouse left open. Steps inside the arc. Look out. Good! An 18-footer. The sophomore comes to the rescue for Fort Loramie. She will be a very fine varsity player. 6 straight now by the Redskins. Avery Benzman, right corner, Barhorst. You get a sense Anna's playing a little defensively right now at the offensive end. Not working hard enough to score. Still, we have 11 minutes to go in this game. 3 remaining in the third. Here's a pass from the right corner by Huelskamp. Cross court for Bettinger, too high, goes out of bounds. The defense by Fort Loramie is tightening down the screws.
Yeah, they're picking it up. They've turned them over 4 times here in the first 4 minutes of the third quarter after only turning them over 3 times in the first half.
31-27, Fort Loramie within 4. 2 buckets by Berger, 1 by Holdhouse. 6 consecutive by the Redskins. There's a wild pass out on the arc. Rayanne Fry tried to whip it into the post above the head of Katie Hoing. And she wasn't tall enough to reach that one. Anna brings it down the floor, just over 3 to play. Third quarter. Anna hasn't scored a bucket in better than 2 minutes. Between the rings at Huelskamp. On top, Bettinger. Bounce pass left side. Intercepted. Intended for Avery Benzman. Overplaying nicely was Taylor Gasson. Up to Berger. To Rayanne Fry, top of the circle. Back to Berger, who fakes right, goes left against Bettinger. And Bettinger tries to stop the drive. Contact made, foul called. 2:46 to go in the third. Anna's lead now has shriveled to 4. 31-27. Katie Hoying out. Maddie Brandewee in for Fort Loramie. Maddie, the playmaker, left of the basket, looking. Throws to Holdhouse, foul line. Shot fake, starts a drive down the lane. Wild bank shot, no good. Rebound, volleyball all around. Oh, a nice play. Reaching in, Rayanne Fry swiped it for Fort Loramie. It looked like any one of two or three players for Anna had it. Redskins get it back. 2.5 remaining, third quarter. Fort Loramie down 4. Deep left corner, Holdhouse sets and shoots and drains it. Wow. She was straddling the arc. Boy, she's got a high-arching, beautiful-looking jumper. Quickly the other way. Bettinger sets her feet for Anna. She triggers the 3. Missed it hard. Here comes Fort Loramie down 2. Pulling up baseline right is Rayanne Fry. Jump shot blocked out of bounds by Anna. 2 straight buckets by Berger. 2 straight buckets by Holdhouse. And Fort Loramie has shaved a 10-point deficit down to 2. Good inbounds play by the Redskins. The ball whipped underneath the Berger. Berger forces one. She's clobbered. It's not a shooting foul.
Yeah, they called it on the pass.
Yes, on the pass. So Fort Loramie inbounds below the rim. It goes to Holdhouse, head of the key. Outside the arc to Berger. 2 minutes to go here in the third. Right side, Rayanne Fry jumping, shooting a 3 ball. Swish! She's got it. 11 in a row by Fort Loramie. And the Redskins have overtaken the Rockets and have earned a 1-point edge, 32-31. A minute 55 to go in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambow Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually 4 generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. Other sponsors here today on scoresbroadcast.com, the Bluffton University MBA program, Brookins in Fort Loramie, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Clancy's in Sydney, and Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. A timely timeout from head coach Doug Martin of Anna, because on the ensuing possession, Nicole Barhorst gets a good assist, makes a driving layup down low on the left, fouled in the act of scoring, but she misses the free throw, and the Redskins get the rebound. Now down 1, 33-32. Berger, step back 3, straight away, it clangs off the rim, no good. Hilskamp with the carom for Anna. Anna Rockets have missed a big handful of free throws in this game. Anna would have a several-point lead. Here's a bounce pass right side of the floor by Anna, knocked out by Berger of Fort Loramie.
Yeah, they're 7-16. Missed all 3 attempts here in the third quarter.
Wow, 9 misses by the Rockets, below 50-50 at the stripe. We near the 1-minute mark late in the third. Avery Benzman dribbles, high post, Hjulskamp back to the basket. Now to Avery, foul line, running one-hander in the lane, in and out. It was below the rim, popped out of there. Good rebound by Brandewee of Fort Loramie. Backcourt to Gasson off the Berger. 58 seconds to go here in the third. Fort Loramie down 1. Skip pass near side to Berger. Right around Bettinger. She drew contact. The 2-shot foul.
Man, you got to know she's going to put it on the floor. You cannot go out to contend her standing straight up.
Yeah, if you don't have help toward the baseline, you've got to funnel her to additional defenders in the middle. Berger snaked her way right around, drew the two-shot foul, made the free throw. We're tied up at 33. Up over a three-and-a-half-minute stretch. Fort Loramie outscored Anna 11-0 to take a one-point lead. A Bar Horse field goal gave it back to Anna. Two free throws by Berger, and Fort Loramie's up ahead by one again, 34-33. 46 seconds to go in the third. Bettinger right side to Yulskamp, looks for Boyd, cutting. Can't find her. Cross-court intended for Barhorst. Ill-advised pass. Intercepted by Gasson.
That was a set play, but it wasn't open. You can't throw the ball unless she's open on that back screen.
Far too many turnovers by the Rockets here in the third period. Here is Gasson on the arc right side. Fort Loramie up one, a chance to extend it. Down inside, Abby Holdhouse. She goes to work. Fine bank shot up and in from 8 feet. Abby Holdhouse with a huge third quarter. The sophomore looking good. Here's Anna out of control. Boyd down the left side of the lane. Feeds Yulskamp baseline left. 15-foot J. Good by Yulskamp. 36-35. Fort Loramie with a second to go in the third quarter. A long shot pumped up there by Gasson. No good off the backboard. And the third period comes to a close. Well, Fort Loramie once trailed by 10 in this quarter. Redskins lead by one, though, at the end of three. 36-35 on scoresbroadcast.com.
A master's in business administration from Bluffton University can make a big difference in your life.
I really benefited from the master's degree at Bluffton University. It opened doors for me for career opportunities and expanded my earning power.
Gene Heath, director of cancer care at the Upper Valley Medical Center, says the Bluffton program is convenient. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week.
I was able to continue my career, raise a family, and earn a master's degree all at the same time.
Take Bluffton MBA courses at Edison and Pickwick, Northwest State in Archbold, or the Bluffton main campus. Engage in interactive learning from outstanding university professors.
Career-minded adult students want collaboration in the classroom. This Bluffton program provides a rich, in-depth learning experience.
Phone 800-488-3257 or go to bluffton.edu. Under academics, click on degrees, then graduate programs.
Do it like I did in 2 years, just a class a week.
The Bluffton MBA with YOU in mind.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Well, Chuck, Carla Siegel and I talked before the game today about Abby Holdhouse. She had at least two quarters available for the varsity tilt, and she is an outstanding contributor offensively, fine-looking prospect for Fort Loramie. What, three third-quarter hoops for Holdhouse?
Yeah, and I'll tell you, she's got some defensive liabilities at times. You can see that, but, boy, she's just going to get better and better with practice and time.
And Fort Loramie inbounding to start play here in the fourth. Ball lobbed into Fry. Foul line jumper, 16-footer, hit the back brace, no good. Rebound tip, Avery Benjamin's got it for Anna. She motors down the floor against the defender, Berger. A lot of contact low on the left. Berger might have been set. Avery Benjamin ran right into her. It's ruled a block. The third on Berger. Avery Benjamin may have been shooting the basketball as well. A couple free throws coming. Yep, Avery invited the contact. Question is, was Jessica Berger in position or no? It was a 50-50 call. Free throw Benjamin is in. It hit the front rim and fell over.
I would say it was a 90-10, and he got the 10% wrong.
Anna needs to shoot free throws better late in this game. Rockets have not shot well at the stripe throughout. Benjamin hears me, and Nets too.
They got the right person shooting free throws right there. That girl's automatic.
Four straight points by Anna. Rockets lead 37-36. Early fourth quarter. Fort Loramie with the ball outside the arc, near side. Abby Holdhouse. Now to Ray Ann Fry. Gives it up on the play to Quinter. Back to Ray in. Far left wing. Dropped it. Got it back. Anna has moved its defense way out on the floor. Quinter starts in. Gives to Holdhouse. Outside the arc on the left to Fry. Coming out to catch is Quinter. 1 minute gone. Fourth quarter. Anna up one. Right corner Holdhouse. Into Katie Hoing. Back to the basket. Good double down. Help from Anna. Barhorst gets her mitts around the leather. It is clearly a tie-up. Anna possession. No, Fort Loramie keeps it.
No, I think you're right. Anna's got it.
official across the way signaling Hannah. Fort Loramie wanted to grab that ball and throw it in.
Well, you can't bring the ball down to your waist and turn in the lane because there's all kinds of help there.
Nope, not a chance. Avery Benjamin, midcourt, right side bar horse for Hannah. Back to Avery. Outside the arc, near side, Bettinger. Hannah up one, 6:48 to go, fourth quarter. Bettinger to Holly Boyd, 25 feet out, picked up there by Rayanne Fry. Holly on the run, down the right side of the lane, in traffic, left it short. Good defense by Fort Loramie. Redskins the other way. Quickly, Quinter, baseline right for Fry, passes wide. It's loose, it's on the floor, knocked all around. Hannah comes out of there with it. Two on two, Benjamin down the right side of the lane, forced it, missed it wildly. Good rebound, Spicer rolling off, no good, and Fort Loramie's got it. Well, Rockets had that ball on the rim, it just wouldn't drop in there. 6:12 to go in the fourth, Hannah up one, 37-36. High left, it's Quinter, picked up by Boyd. And Fort Loramie stymied a little bit offensively, time out called. 2 minutes gone here in the third. Hannah up a point, 37-36 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near. We're Car Star, relax.
We'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
An excellent high school girls basketball game here at Anna today. Anna Rockets 37, Fort Loramie Redskins 36. Four state championships earned between these two schools in the last several years. Here's Fort Loramie throwing to Berger. Berger down inside, hands off to a teammate, Holly Fry. She's below the backboard. Shot is tipped. Anna comes out of there with it. Long lead out to Boyd, who skips into the forecourt. She's doubled in the corner. Looks for help. Goes to Spicer in the lane. 10-footer straight away, short. No good. Rebound by Fort Loramie.
Yeah, she didn't get her arm extended that time on the shot.
That's one that she will make probably 75% of the time.
That is her spot right there.
Mm-hmm. 5.5 to go in the fourth. Berger with the ball in the right corner. Little pick and roll with Fry, I should say. Anna spoils it, pries it loose. Fort Loramie gets it back. It's Berger, scattered floor, starts to penetrate, reach in, Anna.
Those slow little bounce passes they're trying to throw in the lane are driving me crazy, and I'm not even coaching them or rooting for anybody.
Chuck, it's interesting. You can tell that each club defensively knows the other's offensive instincts so well.
No doubt. I mean, they've been coaching and playing against each other since they were in junior high school.
Yeah, it's tough for an offense here today to pull a fast one on the other club's defense. Free throw, Berger, good. Game tied. Second shot, Jessica. Yes, she nails them both. And Fort Loramie's up one. 38-37. Lady Redskins, 5:23 to go in the fourth. Holly Boyd out for Anna. It's Barhorst, Benzman, Bettinger. Hulskamp with the ball, far right corner. Spicer in the post. Hulskamp is cornered, looks for help, comes near side to Benzman, behind the arc, jacks up a three ball, and swishes it. That's an enormous shot right there. Avery Benzman lines up the three and drains it for Anna, which leads by two, 40-38. Berger straight away for Fort Loramie. Near side pass to Quinter. 4:48 to go, fourth quarter. 17 fouls on Anna, 5 on Fort Loramie. And here's a nice drive, getting a screen out high is Quinter. And she barrels to the basket. Two-shot foul upcoming. Anna got in her path.
Yeah. Benzman's tried to reach on that one and got herself out of position.
Free throw, Quinter in the air, off the back iron. Anna by 2, 40-38.
And that's only her second foul, so she's already saved them 1 point.
Next free throw by Quinter. One bounce of the ball. She aims, leaves it short. Rebound tip by Holly Fry. Knocked away from her. Hulskamp's got it for Anna. Anna up two with the ball. Fort Laramie dominated the last 4 minutes of the third quarter to get the lead. Anna surged back ahead by a bucket. Here is Hulskamp in the right corner. Dumps it down into Spicer, over-guarding from the rear against Fort Laramie. Not quite the 1-1 yet for Anna. Team foul 6 on the Lady Redskins.
That's 4 on Fry, on Holly Fry.
Holly's got 4. Berger 3 for Fort Laramie. And here is Anna trying to get the ball inbounds. It's Bettinger. 5 second count. Head coach Doug Martin says, wasn't that only 4?
it was a quick 5. Yeah.
Fort Laramie in backcourt with the ball. Berger up and over the timeline.
The new math.
Redskins down a field goal. Coming out to catch, right wing, it's Quinter, who looks in the middle for Fry. Boy, a lot of holding and tugging and grabbing going on in the paint. Berger fakes left, goes right, squeezes down the right side of the lane, muscles up a shot around Bettinger. No good, it glanced off the iron. Then Berger goes hard after her own miss and might have fouled, Chuck.
Yeah, they called it on, that's her fourth. Going to the free throw line.
1-1 for Nicole Barhorst of Anna.
Barhorst is having one heck of a basketball game.
4:07 left here in the fourth. Nicole Ames shoots much too strong. Rebound chipped down off the board by Hoing of Fort Laramie. Nicole Barhorst, a 5'11 senior, with her arms at that length, Chuck, she plays like she's well over 6 feet.
And she's got good range to go along with it. You can't just play her inside.
Here's Berger, top of the key, gets a screen from a teammate. Then Anna tries to fight through it and fouls. 1-1 for Fort Laramie. 3:52 to go in the game. Berger at the stripe, a chance to tie this one up. Abby Holdhouse back in for Fort Laramie along with Katie Hoing. Berger at the free throw line, shooting and connecting. 40-39, Anna by a point.
I don't usually like overtime, but I wouldn't mind watching these two teams play a few more minutes.
Rayanne Fry and Olivia Quinter man the guard positions now for Fort Laramie. And Berger hits a pair dead on, each one of them. 40-40. Nothing decided in this game after 3.5 quarters. 3:52 remaining. Anna brings it down. Avery Benjamin, midcourt, picked up by Quinter. Avery with a couple feet in the center logo. Outside the arc, 20 feet out, Barhorst dribbling. Each team in the 1-1. In fact, Anna's in the double bonus, or I should say Fort Laramie's in the double bonus at the moment. Near side, Avery Benzman circles on top, retreats to midcourt, still dribbles. Anna shortening down the final few minutes of this game. Avery's got a little crease, starts in the lane, got out of control, tried to leave it for a teammate, intercepted by Fort Laramie's Quinter. Heave down the floor for Rayanne Fry, much too far, goes out of bounds. Well, a turnover each way.
Even if she catches the ball, she's going out of bounds on the end line. Just bring it back out and run a play.
Yep, each team hands the other a gift. Anna in possession, Hulskamp 25 feet away, collision, Holdhouse with contact, trying to reach in, anticipate the ball to make the steal. 1-1 for Anna. Hulskamp at the stripe. Rockets have not shot fouls well. We're still tied up at 40. It's been that way for a full minute. Just over 3 to play. Each possession so precious from here on to the wire. It is up and it is in. It hit the back rim. It was too hard, but caught iron and gently fell through for Hulskamp. 41-40 Anna. Second shot, Macy. Yes, again. She hits them both. Anna 42, Fort Laramie 40. 3 minutes even left to go, fourth quarter. Midcourt, Gasson on the dribble for Fort Laramie. Picked up by Avery Benzman. Outside the arc on the left of Berger, who's got 4 fouls. Fakes right, goes left. Oh, nice little pick and roll with Holdhouse. Dishes off. Holdhouse lays it in. Excellent two-person game. Tied up at 42. 2:38 to go in the fourth. Mensman midcourt. Starts to drive. Loops it to Boyd. Right corner. She hoists up a three. It's bouncing. Bouncing. No good. It came off. Good. Strong rebound by Holly Fry of Fort Loramie. Hands it off to Quinter in backcourt. Redskins with 2:20 to go. And the game tied. Have an opportunity to inch ahead right here. Top of the circle with the ball, Quinter. Dribbling, right side pass, Gasson, bar horse Garger. Head coach Carlos Siegel gets a full time out. No, it was a 30. 2:09 remaining. Game tied at 42. Chuck, we'll keep it right here. Let our listeners know all about Barker Insurance. Serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972. Barker has earned a reputation second to no one. And for three straight years, Barker is the number one most valued agency in the area. Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you. Representing firms like Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, just to name a few, you're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Located north of Sydney, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance, 937-492-1857, 492-1857. Hold house in the right corner for Fort Loramie. Each team in the 1-1. In fact, Fort Loramie's in the double bonus at the moment. Fry catches high left. Coming out to get it, Holdhouse, who's played a fine game for Fort Loramie. Left of the arc, Quinter whips a pass into Holdhouse in the lane. She reached for it, dropped it. It's on the deck. We've got a scrum, a tie-up. Fort Loramie keeps it with 1:46 to go in the game, tied at 42. Well, we could have predicted at noon this would go to the last possession or two, and that's exactly what will happen. Looking to throw in Fort Loramie beneath the rim. Finally, it is airmail to Holdhouse out on top. Hand off to Jessica Berger, picked up by Bettinger. Right side it goes to Quinter. Gasson between the circles, left side Holly Fry. Fry on the dribble, weaves to Holdhouse, stepping in to steal. Macy Yuleskamp's got it. She darts the other way. Macy for the layup, in, and Anna's on top by two. Anticipation by Macy Yuleskamp. She swiped it and went 60 feet for the score. Timeout Fort Loramie, 44-42. Anna, 1:26 to go on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambow Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
A superb steal by Macy Yuleskamp a moment ago led her to a basket at the other end. She drove 60 feet after swiping the pass, made the layup, which gives Anna a two-point lead, 44-42, a minute 17 to go in the game. Quinter near the timeline for Fort Loramie. Tries to go back door for Berger, almost intercepted by Barhorst. Collected, though, by Gasson, 30 feet out. Here's a backdoor cut by Berger. Oh, a fine pass on the play by Fort Loramie's Quinter. The shot by Berger circled the rim twice and came off. And Anna's got the board. Tough break for Berger. That did everything but go down through. That shot by Jessica hit every centimeter of the rim twice as it circled around two full times. And then Fort Loramie trying to make a steal at the top of the key at the other end. Bumps into Claire Spicer, who's at the stripe. Is it a two-shot situation?
Still 1-1.
Still 1-1. That was the ninth foul on Fort Loramie. Anna up two. Free throw Spicer. Too hard. Good screen off in the lane by Fort Loramie. And then a foul by Anna trying to lunge toward the missed shot. And the Redskins get the double bonus at the other end.
And then Sarah Bettinger just fouled out of the game. And that was a ticky-tack little foul right there. My goodness.
That's a tough one to absorb.
Doug Martin, not a happy man on that one. I don't blame him.
Foul on Bettinger. Two free throws coming at this end for Gasson for Fort Loramie. She's handed the ball by the official, doesn't dribble, shoots it, and hits it. 44-43, Anna by one. 49.1 to go, fourth quarter. Second shot, Gasson. No dribble again. Missed it long. Strong rebound, Huelskamp of Anna. Huelskamp in backcourt. Needs help. Dribbles to the timeline. And let's see what we've got. It is a double dribble against Anna Huelskamp. Simultaneously caught it with the left and right and put it on the floor.
Well, she started to make a crossover, and then she was going to throw a pass, and the person wasn't open, so she put it back on the floor.
Well, unfortunate situation for Anna. The Rockets would have preferred Avery Benzman to get that ball in backcourt.
Right.
And now Fort Loramie's got it with 43.2 to go, down one.
But that's where the senior has to go back and actually physically take the ball away from her because you want her having the basketball.
Exactly. She's got to go get it and say, hey, it's mine. Give it to me. Don't miss out on big savings at Goffney Furniture in Sydney. That's Route 47, just west of I-75, 2600 West Michigan Avenue. High-quality furniture priced just right, always, at Goffney. Added savings on the website at goffenafurniture.com. Goffney Furniture in Sydney, five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee. Go to the website for more dollars off dining and living room furniture, home office furniture, adult and youth bedroom furniture at Goffney, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney Furniture, a proud underwriting sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Great game today at Anna. Fort Loramie possession. Redskins down one, 43.2 to go. Far side of the floor. The play is on. It's inbounded. Barhorst kicks it.
They were trying to back screen for a burger. It wasn't going to work anyway.
Redskins attempting to enter again. It goes from Gasson to Quinter in backcourt. Boyd is now on Berger. Holly Boyd guards her for Anna. Here's a drive down the lane. It's fumbled away. Kicked by Quinter. Loose ball. Picked up by Boyd of Anna. She's on the floor, and she's whistled for traveling.
Well, it was an inadvertent contact by Jessica Berger, but that inadvertent contact created the travel, so it should have been called.
Oh, it has to be a foul. I don't believe what I just saw. Here's Fort Loramie inbound. It goes to Katie Hoying on the arc. Fort Loramie down one. 28 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Outside to Quinter. Now Jessica Berger. Boy, the officials have been a little sloppy here in the last couple minutes. Berger at the foul line. Pick and roll for Fly. I should say for Holly Fly. Down inside. In and out. No good. Loose ball rebound. Laid in by Gasson. 10 seconds to go. Fort Loramie by one. Here's Avery Benzman down the floor for Anna. Driving, shooting, a miraculous shot.
Wow.
What a play by Benzman. It goes in. Counted plus one. Avery Benzman took the game into her own hands. Sped 50 feet down the floor in a lot of congestion. Made a dynamite driving shot from 6 or 7 feet away. Got the roll to give Anna a one-point lead. 6.6 to go. She was fouled, too.
What a tough, tough kid she is.
Avery Benzman aims. Big free throw here. It is around and out. It lipped the rim.
Violation.
Oh, what's been called? I think Avery was over the stripe anyway.
Yeah, she was halfway down the lane before it got to the rim.
So Fort Loramie will get the ball out of bounds.
And they got to put some time back on the clock, too.
And it went from 6.6 to 6.1. So technically, we should have another half a second remaining up above on the board.
Well, they're not putting it up there. I'm not sure why.
46-45. Anna with a one-point lead with 6.1 to go. And you can bet the ball's going to go into Jessica Berger. And she is going to drive it the other way, try to invite contact, and at minimum get two free throws to win the game.
Or draw defense and find Holly Fry.
Yep, one or the other. Nobody guarding the inbounds thrower, who is Fry. It goes into Berger. Berger against Boyd. Dribbles up the floor beyond the timeline. And a timeout is called with 3.6 remaining. And Fort Loramie down 146-45. Chuck, I can't believe the shots here in the waning minutes of this game, which have circled the rim 1, 2, 3 times. Practically touched the net below the iron, but did not go in.
Yeah, I mean, Fry had one on the give and go down there. I don't know how it didn't go in. Luckily, Gasson was right there for the putback. And then Bensman, if they win this game, had the absolute play of the game on that drive into the lane.
Yeah, don't know how Avery made that shot. She was outsized by several inches.
It was 1-on-3. Yeah. She took it in 1-on-3 and put it in the basket.
It exactly was a 1-on-3 situation. Avery made it happen. Phenomenal play by her. And her free throw lipped the rim, wouldn't have counted anyway, because she was anxious at the stripe and it stepped over.
Yeah, she was on the run right after she released it. She knew it was short.
Well, Fort Loramie utilized nearly 3 seconds, 2.5 to be exact, to get the ball to midcourt, get a timeout called. 3.6 to go now. Fort Loramie down 1, 46-45. About 6 feet from half court, or I should say from midcourt, in Fort Loramie's end. Fry inbounds. It's on the arc to Berger. Berger takes a wild shot from 22 feet, trying to create the contact. She flung it toward the rim. It went to the right of the backboard out of bounds. The buzzer sounded, and that's it. The Anna Rockets have held on to beat the Fort Loramie Redskins thanks to a late basket by Avery Bensman with just over 6 seconds to go. The officials confer at midcourt. Let's see what's been decided. Do we have a change of a call?
Well, I don't think that they can call the foul that was actually happened, but there was a little time on the clock when it went out of bounds. Unbelievable. She got absolutely hammered, and they swallowed their whistles.
Yep, it was a wild off-balance shot by Berger, who was leaning into the defender. Multiple missed calls, Chuck.
They absolutely had a horrible game. Unfortunately, with two teams like this, you want the great officiating to go with it, and we didn't get it today.
It wasn't that bad to the last couple minutes, and then the officiating did fall apart here late in the game when it counted most. And .5 shows up on the clock. The officials got together and said that ball went out of bounds before the game ended. And Anna will have to trigger it in play, leading by 146-45. You knew the ball was going to go to Berger. And she tried. It wasn't a Hail Mary, but it was an awkward jump shot just inside the arc. A lot of defenders all around.
She was taking it to the basket, and she makes that shot. I mean, there was a leaner for her, but that's a shot she can make. And I'll tell you what, Anna, nice defensive change they came in with, because Bettinger had fouled out. They brought Grimes in to guard her with a little more size, and that was a great defensive change right there.
Good observation. I mentioned that Grimes was guarding Berger in the last 3 seconds. Here's the ball inbounded by Anna. Avery Bensman comes to it, catches it. The buzzer sounds, and that's it. And this game is over now. The Anna Rockets nip the Fort Loramie Redskins 46-45 here at Anna tonight. Or I should say this afternoon.
We're still playing football.
Wow, what a game. Tremendous climax to this one. Anna pulls it out of the fire, 46-45. Unfortunately, the officiating, especially in the last few minutes of this game, didn't match up with the quality of play turned in by both teams.
It's sad, but like I said, I'd never seen it before, and with any luck, that was the only time I'll see them.
Yeah, blown calls each way.
Oh, both ways. Yeah. I'm not saying that they were the reason Anna won,
no,
because there were missed calls at the other end where it could have been Anna with a bigger lead, so it was just a poorly called basketball
and
game.
There were two or three 50-50 calls the first three quarters plus, but boy, in the last few minutes, wow, there were some red flags. 46-45, Anna victorious. Anna Rockets advanced to 6-0 on the year, 4-0 in the Shelby County League, and the Fort Loramie Redskins are now 4-1, 3-1 in league play. Big win for the Anna Rockets, who are back. This Anna team plays in Division III, and if there is no injury to a key performer, the Rockets should finish this season with 17, 18 wins and then advance into the tourney and go deep. This is a regional quality Division III basketball team that goes 8 or 9 players deep, Chuck. I'm impressed.
Oh, they are very, very balanced. Very balanced. I mean, Avery Bensman is their spark plug. But they got some girls that are just – Bettinger did a great job defensively. Nicole Barhorse had a terrific game. They're a good basketball team. A very good basketball team.
Avery Bensman with that last made shot simply willed Anna to victory. That was a great play by Avery. That hard driving layup against 3 defenders. She was outsized. Flipped it in on the go with 6.5 seconds remaining. She had a favorable hop off the iron. Was clobbered as she made the shot. Unbelievable. And that Bensman field goal with technically 6.6 to go is the game winner for the Anna Rockets. 46-45 over Fort Loramie as Chuck alongside tediously tallies up the final scoring.
Well, I'll tell you what, if I know they're going to play one more time, and if they want to go ahead and just play that one tonight, I wouldn't mind watching it again.
Oh, what a game. This was terrific. A terrific game here today at Anna. Won by the Rockets by a point. Anna had amassed a 10-point lead in the third quarter of this game. Fine comeback by Fort Loramie was staged as Jessica Berger and Abby Holdhouse got real hot. In fact, Holdhouse hit 6 of 10 straight points by Fort Loramie. Berger the other 4.
Yeah, Abby's going to get her a nice meal from Clancy's here as soon as we get to the start of the game.
So many thanks to our fine underwriting sponsors this afternoon on scoresbroadcast.com, including John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his best shot. The in-between just south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between, it's out of this world. Frisch is in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie, the household name and building. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for added savings, goffneyfurniture.com. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like Brookins. The Bluffton University MBA program, finish in 2 years, go a night a week. And Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. And Clancy's in Sydney, which underwrites our star of the game, Chuck.
Well, on the Anna side, Avery... I think I'm going to go with 2 of them because you can't leave Nicole Barhorse out of this. Avery Bensman, though, was just amazing in the second half. She did all the things you expect when you watch her play. We've been watching her. She's been a starter for 4 years. She is just terrific. And on the other side for Loramie, I'm going to go with Abby Holdhouse. Jessica Berger had 12, kind of under her ability for the season, so I think Abby Holdhouse was the player of the game for Fort Loramie.
Abby Holdhouse for Fort Loramie, Nicole Barhorst and Avery Bensman for Anna, our stars of the game, brought to you by Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Our anchor underwriting sponsors today, the Sydney Daily News, the best local sports page coverage around, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Sydney Body Car Star on Stolly in Sydney, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center,
which has been on the air with us since our inception nearly 10 years ago on scoresbroadcast.com. Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, and American Architectural Glass in Clayton. Thanks so much to AAG owner Jason Meyer, who lives in Fort Loramie, American Architectural Glass. Outstanding girls basketball game today from Anna. We knew it would be.
Yep.
And it was fantastic. The Anna Rockets lost a 10-point lead, but pulled it out in the end. Anna led by 3 at the end of 1, by 9 at the half, pushed it to 10 in the third. Fort Loramie came from behind and was up 1 at the end of 3 quarters, 36-35. Anna outpoints Fort Loramie 11-9 in the fourth. The game winner with 6.6 to go. A hard-earned drive to the basket by Avery Benzman wound up being a 7 or 8-footer in traffic over players who were outsizing her. She was fouled on it to boot. The ball hung on the rim. That's how suspenseful this game was at the close. It went in. Anna dodged a bullet at the end when a Jessica Berger shot at the buzzer from two or three steps inside the arc. Missed wide right. It went that far off target because she was plowed into on the play. That wasn't called. There were other missed calls that went against Anna.
Well, we look at the phantom call that fouled out Sarah Bettinger.
Yep.
Not sure where that came from either, but, you know, hey, teams have bad nights, officials have bad nights.
Holly Boyd was tripped up
about
30 seconds
ago.
Yeah, she was called for traveling, and right. She was blocked to the floor from behind.
Well, you ignore that if Anna continued, because she was just going for the ball, and you ignore that if Anna kept the basketball, but since they lost the basketball, you can't not call that foul.
We've got boys action tonight for you from Fort Loramie. New Bremen at Fort Loramie. We get to see the Redskins for the first time in action this year. Fort Loramie, a tough luck loser at home last night to Rushi in Shelby County League play by a score of 38-35. So we've got New Bremen at Fort Loramie. Even Steven matchup, another toss-up tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. A tip-off at 8. We are on the air at 7:40 p.m. from Fort Loramie. For Rhett Gish, our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer, for Chuck McBee, alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering, I'm Jack Kramer saying good afternoon from here at Anna, where the Rockets beat the Redskins in a thriller, 46-45.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.